Manx Radio's 2016 election coverage.
Well, let's continue our election coverage now. This morning, we speak to a local politician bidding to become a national one, a 47-year-old compliance professional who's described September's poll as one of the most important in a generation. Good morning, Onken candidate Rob Callister.
Good morning, James.
You're hoping to make the switch from local to national politics. Obvious first question, really. Why are you standing?
There's two main reasons why I'm asking, you know, the people of Onken to elevate me to the House of Keys. One, on a national level, I really do genuinely believe the time is right for a new generation of MHKs to come forward with the leadership skills, the vision, the focus, in order to grasp the challenges that we must take and the tough decisions that we must take over the next 5 to 10 years. On a constituency level and on a personal level, I want to ensure that Onken stays together as a village, as a parish, as a community. And I feel really sorry for the 2,500 Onken residents that have to cast their vote in September outside Onken. And my pledge today is, if I'm elected in September, I will continue to serve all 9,200 residents of Onken going forward on constituency matters. But I will be a national politician if elected.
Well, I'm sure they'll have representation of their own and things will settle down soon enough. One thing that is guaranteed, and there's not much guaranteed in politics, is that there will be at least one new face in Onken in September. So what can you offer that is different to the current members?
I think at the moment, over the last 4 years, I've proven that I'm not afraid to go beyond the boardroom to defend people when they need to be defended and to make sure that decisions are made for the right reason. And I've proven that time and time again on a local level, and I feel I can do much, much more for the people of Onken on a national platform. We've lost a great politician in Peter Carron over the last 4 years. He's been very outspoken, but I want to get the balance right. Be outspoken when I need to be outspoken. Complain when the decisions aren't right.
Do you see yourself as his successor?
No, I see myself as a national politician who will get fully behind government. But what I will make sure is that the decisions are made based on fact and they are the right decisions for this island going forward in the future.
You need kahunas to defend yourself at times like this. Politicians are under a lot of scrutiny. Have you got that?
I definitely have, and I think, again, I've proven that over the last 4 years. It's been an incredibly difficult job at times as being an Onken commissioner to stand up for what is right and what you believe in, but it's based on fact. And I think most people who know me know if I've got my facts right, I will back it all the way and I will stand up against anybody to prove that point.
But does being a commissioner for a handful of years, 4 years, give you enough to represent the island at the highest level?
Yes, more than enough.
Why?
I've got 18 years business experience. I'm a compliance professional. I've got operational skills. I've got all the skills, the finance, all of that. But in addition, I have the life experience. I know what it's like to struggle in life. I know what it's like not to be able to pay bills at the end of the month. I know what it's like to be homeless. I know what it's like to really, really struggle. And I think sometimes our national politicians miss that. They don't have the life skills. You can have all the professional skills you like, but if you haven't got the life skills and know that, then that's it.
Without wishing to drag up something that's boring people, quite frankly, some people, it's been well documented, this dispute between Onken resident, part-time Onken resident, certainly Ray Hamilton, and the commissioners over Squash Courts Onken Park. That's where it all stemmed from. Without going into that story, why have you got involved in this recently? Because, of course, this all started before you were commissioner.
And I've never got involved in any of the original events surrounding the squash court. All I've ever got involved in is the advice note. And publicly, I was the first person to come out as an individual commissioner, said the advice note was flawed, and I based the reasons why. It has now been proven. And that is one example, James, of me actually showing people that when I believe something is right, I go out and I stand on a limb sometimes. And that advice note was flawed, and it's been proven now. The Public Service Commission has also said that. So my job in that sort of scenario is done. I can step away. The rest is between Mr. Hamilton and the board.
Very quickly, why should people in Onken vote for you?
Because I will represent all 9,200 residents of Onken going forward in the future, and they need my support in the year, I promise you.
Rob Callister, thank you for your time this morning.
Keep up to date with the latest House of Keys General Election 2016 coverage on manxradio.com.